It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to the Monday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. You know, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus is teaching his followers about marriage and about the devastation of divorce. And in verse 9, he makes a statement. He says this, and it begins with the word therefore. Now, I'm going to teach you, whenever you see these verses that start with therefore, pay special attention. It means stop and see what it's there for. In other words, he's going to make a heavy statement. So this is a therefore. Verse. Jesus says, therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Or as the King James says, let no man put asunder. Now, there are certain people who God will bring into your life that will help you in some way, perhaps in your career, your spiritual walk. Sometimes they're a mentor that can provide you the guidance that you need. Other times, they'll just come along for a time of transition. And if you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you will recognize these relationships and you will guard them with care. See, I'm convinced that the principle found in this verse goes far beyond just the relationship between husband and wife. Jesus is teaching us a kingdom principle here, that God puts people together, whether it's husband and wife, or best friends, or a person sitting next to you at a job. And no one should mess with what God has joined together. Now, God has a way of bringing people together to accomplish his mission and to build his kingdom. Oftentimes, these relationships enable us to reach our potential and to be the man or the woman that God has destined us to be. You know, life is full of acquaintances, but thank God some of those acquaintances become meaningful relationships. They're what I call power relationships. You see, it's important for us to recognize God's providence when he brings someone across our path, someone that God has sent into our life to perhaps be a power relationship. The first principle I want to share with you today is that all good things in life flow through relationships. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, he makes this statement. He says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Friend, I believe God brings you into your church family, not just to get you into heaven, but to help you get through life down here on this earth. See, we go to heaven based on our faith in Jesus Christ. But listen, sometimes we navigate through the rough waters of life by having good Christian friends. There are going to be times in your life when you fall, and sometimes we fall hard. And no matter how much you feel that you don't need anybody, trust me, you're going to need the key people that God has brought into your life. Every good thing that has happened to me in my life came out of some relationship that God caused to happen. The second principle today I want to share with you is a power connection is God's method of transition in your life. In other words, when God brings someone into your life and a relationship into your life, many times that's God's method of bringing about change, bringing about a transition in your life. See, life oftentimes involves transition and change. I know we hate it. I know I hate it. I like to sit in the same place at the same restaurant. But many times God brings change in our life. And when God wants to bring blessing into your life, most times he'll use people to bring about that blessing. When you're ready to move into a new phase in your life, a new job, a new career, a new ministry opportunity, you can bank on it. God will bring someone into your life to make that happen. Man, I think over my life and my music career, my time of pastoring of 40 years, and I see that God used key people in my life to bring blessing and to bring about transition when God wanted a change. I think about David, the shepherd boy, who became the greatest king of Israel. For David to make the transition from being a shepherd boy to the king of Israel, God brought about a prophet named Samuel. David didn't know that he was a king. It took him getting around a power relationship. They lined up the sons of Jesse, and Samuel recognized that none of them fit what God was going to want to use as king. And then he says, do you have anybody else? Well, yeah, I have the runt of the litter. I have David. He's tending for the sheep. And they said, go get him. And he brings David before Samuel. And what does he say? Samuel says, surely the Lord's anointed stands before me. See, when you don't know who you are, power relationships have the potential to mark you and to prod you. David was already anointed, but he didn't know that he was, and he was not yet appointed. But after his encounter with Samuel, a power relationship, David would finally recognize what God had called him to do from his birth, but it would not happen until he recognized it. See, there have been times as a pastor when I see something in people they don't even see in themselves. And God will bring other power relationships into David's life when you study his life. Had he not had an encounter with Nathan the prophet, this man would make a profound impact on David and bring him to his knees in repentance after he sinned with Bathsheba, where he would eventually pray this awesome prayer. God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You see, David would have kept on hiding and being miserable were it not for his special relationship with Nathan the prophet. See, not just anybody could have confronted David. It took someone who had a power relationship with him. Nathan says, you're the man, David. And David has a season of repentance in his life because of his relationship with Nathan the prophet. The third thing I want to share with you today is dormant potential can be unlocked when you get around your power relationships. I know from my musical career, there are certain creative people that when I get around them, the creative juices just start flowing in me and I begin to write and make music like never before. They bring it out in me. So it is with my friend Scott Wesley Brown. Every time we get together, we start writing songs because he's a power relationship in my life. One of my dear friends since I was a child, Pastor Jimmy Snow, he had me sing on his show on the Friday Night Grand Ole Opry when I was just 17 years old. I remember back to a lady when I was just 13 years old, just began playing the piano, and she said to me, Keith, one day I'm going to hear you on the Grand Ole Opry. And one day Jimmy invited me to the Grand Ole Opry to do his Friday night show, and I remember standing on stage as they announced me. I remember that woman who, when I was just a child of 13 years old, said, one day I'm going to hear you on the Grand Ole Opry, and she happened to be listening to the radio that night. See, some of you listening today, you have dormant potential in your life. God's given you awesome dreams and gifts and talents that you don't even realize. But when you get around the power relationships that God has created for you, your potential can be unlocked, and you can begin to achieve what you never thought was possible before. Now let's look just for a moment at two of Israel's great prophets. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1, it said, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Now, remember I said earlier that good things will come in your life when you come into power relationships? Had Elisha not been in a key relationship with the older prophet, chances are that he would have never received that anointing that came upon his life, and they were on their way together from Gilgal. Now, I love the nation of Israel, and I've been there 31 times. And one thing I learned is not only do names of people have significance in the Hebrew language, but such is the case with the names of places as well. See, just like Bethlehem, in Hebrew it's Beit Lechem. Beit means house, and Lechem means bread. And so this city is named after the house of bread, for Jesus, the bread of life, would be born there. So what's the significance of Gilgal, where Elisha and Elijah are coming from? Well, this is the place where Israel camped when they crossed the Jordan and they came into the Promised Land. You can find the story in the book of Joshua. They're just one chapter away from fighting the biggest battle they'll ever fight, the Battle of Jericho. And God is getting them ready for their destiny. See, Gilgal was the place of transition, very significant for the Jewish people. Because when their ancestors came into the Promised Land, they were told to set up a memorial here, a memorial to remind them of God's awesome power of deliverance. He brought them out of Egypt. So Gilgal was this place of transition. And for the Jews, to the east was their former life in Egypt. But to the west was Israel, the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey. It's no accident that Elijah brings the younger prophet with him, and now they're on their way from Gilgal. You're no longer slaves, but now you're sons. In verse 2 of 2 Kings 2, Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." Now they're going to another city. But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Now at this point, Elisha is living in the shadow of Elijah. No other prophet in the Bible that's quoted more than Elijah. He's the great prophet. And this man, Elijah, he was such an awesome man of God. And what does Elisha do? He just follows him around and washes his hands, pours water on his hands. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 11. But had Elisha, the younger prophet, not pursued that relationship with the older prophet, he would have missed his potential and his destiny. You see, that relationship was vital to him becoming the man of God that he would become. You see, for a long time, it just involved serving Elijah and washing his hands. You might feel, "Pastor Keith, I'm going nowhere, man. I just feel like I'm wasting my time serving." No, you're not wasting your time. God's preparing you for what you will one day be doing. Today is all about preparing you for tomorrow. Power relationships. Elijah is about to be taken up by God into a fiery chariot, and God wants to give Elisha a double portion, but it involves him being in this key relationship with the older prophet. See, the relationships that God has brought for you, they're extremely important for you reaching your destiny. Don't let the devil tell you that you can do it alone. You can't. We need people in our lives. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 3, the company of the prophets at Bethel come out to Elisha and ask, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" Now let's talk about that name, Bethel. Again, it has Beit with the beginning, B-E-T, which means house. But El, E-L, is God's name from Elohim. So this is the house of God. Now he comes to the house of God. And the company of the prophets say to Elisha, "Man, do you know the Lord's getting ready to take your master from you today?" "Yeah, I've been following around. What have you guys been doing?" I always find it funny that he calls this the company of the prophets, like they had a factory there and at Bethel where God put out prophets. But imagine all these guys at the school of the prophets, all these guys had watched Elisha just wash the hands of the prophet, follow him around and serve him. And they must have just thought, "Wow, he's just trying to butter up to the older prophet." Nope. He recognized God had placed them in a key relationship. And this young prophet, Elisha, was willing to pay the price to have the anointing that Elijah had on his life. Friend, God has placed key relationships in your life. If you're struggling today thinking, "Man, Keith, I'm not going anywhere. It seems like I don't have any idea what my future is going to hold." Let me tell you something. Look around. See the people God has placed in your life. He has a plan for you, friend. He loves you. He really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.